Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith and hope with Stephen O'Doherty.
Dementia is an awful condition, as bit by bit it robs personality from people who have that condition in its various forms. And it's said that if you know a person with dementia, you know one person with dementia. There are so many different types of dementia that it's unique to the person. Hammond Care has many nursing homes caring for people with dementia. They've now produced a set of resources that addresses the practical and spiritual needs of people with dementia. And they're wonderful resources because they solve a problem that so many people caring for people with dementia have had. If faith has been a big part of that person's life, how do you go on to have discussions with them, even Bible study? How do you worship together? How do you talk about God? How do you involve them in church services? Many people who work with those people with dementia have made their own resources over the years, but Hammond Care has now, with Bible Society and other partners, put together some wonderful resources that help with that very problem. Dementia, Alzheimer's and the like rob people of their memory, their language, their connection to family and friends. It shouldn't rob them of their faith. Lois Holtain works for Hammond Care and interacts daily with dementia patients. By the way, she's also a musician and uses her talents to connect with the residents, one of nature's finest people, one of God's finest people, musician, you know. Anyway, Lois, welcome to Open House.
Thank you very much.
People with dementia come from all different perspectives in relation to their faith. Some are brand new Christians, but many have been Christians for a long time.
That's true, yes.
How do you approach that as a pastoral care coordinator?
We always establish a connection first. That's what we seek to do. Mm. We just want to be a warm and affirming presence in their life. We come with a kind of curiosity about who they are and who they have, I guess, who they have been.
Mm-hmm.
Our attitude is that this is an interesting person that I can get to know and support. So, as you say, many people have been church attenders right up until the moment that they come into care, and they may also continue to attend church on Sundays. And their faith is a very present and real part of their being. Others haven't been for years and years. They went to Sunday school when they were young. But they've got some really deeply embedded memories, and they've got, I guess, the opportunity to discover whether those memories actually are something more.
Something that's to explore.
Yes, yeah.
So
yeah.
We've all seen, either personally or, you know, on one of those wonderful YouTube clips that goes around, we've seen the effect of very long ago memories, singing a song from a person's childhood.
Mm.
And maybe not the Vegemite song, but if you sang Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, with a person, that could just be the connection that opens up a window into their world, I imagine.
Yes, it's so true. I'm a musician myself, so I find that music is an incredible gift for people. And if there have been any words that have been learnt to music, then those words seem to become accessible for people, even if in the normal course of conversation, dementia has really slowed them down or robbed them of that ability to speak.
Do we know what's going on there when that happens?
Oh, look, I can't talk as an expert.
You can talk as a musician.
I can talk as a musician.
That's the way.
And from what I do understand about music is that it happens all over the brain.
Yeah.
You might be familiar with the idea that language is located in a certain part and, you know, emotions in another part. But music, apparently, if you're having an MRI, a response to music will light up in all sorts of places all over the brain. So my very amateur understanding of that is that, you know, dementia does cause impairment in parts of the brain, but it can't be everywhere at once, so that music is still likely to be a an enduring capacity.
Is it similar with faith then? Do you find that when you tap into a person's deep faith, they're able to access memories that they might not otherwise be accessing?
Yeah, very much so. Something happens. They come to a chapel service, for example, and they're gathering with other people. There's a cross at the front. They're hearing music. People are talking. We might pray the Lord's Prayer. There's some very profoundly familiar aspects of that whole experience. Mm. There's visual symbols. Mm. There's oral music. There's a sense of being with others in a particular space. I can see sort of a peaceful look, and a bodily relaxation is visible in people.
Yes.
And I just think that there's something. Maybe we're just trying to use the wrong language in talking about the brain here to work out what's going on. I'll just say this, that dementia is the disease of the brain, but people have spirits and they have hearts.
I was about to ask you that exact thing. So,
yeah.
Lois, as a pastoral care coordinator, as a Christian worker, what's it like to pray with a person with dementia?
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. We always ask if it's okay first, because we want to treat everybody with the utmost dignity and respect and consideration. But when there is an assent, it's a privilege to be alongside someone and simply pray for their anxiety to reduce, or for them to feel peace. If they're unwell, for them to be whole. If they're feeling joyful, to join with them in a prayer of praise. And you can see emotions in people's responses and in their words. Often they might answer, you know, just finish with the amen at the end. But so many will pray all of the Lord's Prayer. It's so familiar to them. They just need prompting to get started, and then off they go. But I remember one particular lady. She was wonderful. She had been a pastoral worker herself. And when I offered to pray for her, she said yes. And away I went and finished up. And then she took my hand and then she prayed for me. She was so used to it.
Yes.
It was just a lovely moment. For her, at that time, she was capable of that. But, you know, a few years later, she had declined and she was no longer able to get herself around independently. So she welcomed pastoral visits right in her room and where she lay in her bed. And although the language or the skills weren't there for her to put words together in a normally meaningful way, mm-hmm. it was quite clear to me and to her family, to her daughter, for example, who was visiting with me, that the tilt of her head and the tone of her voice,
yes,
it was all of the kind of prayerful nature that she'd always had. So we simply said, she's still praying. It doesn't matter whether the words make particular sense. It's her attitude of prayer was there.
That wonderful beautiful verse in the Bible that talks about the Holy Spirit interpreting our groans to God.
Yes.
When you observe something like that, are you in any doubt that a person is communing with God?
I'm in no doubt whatsoever. I'm familiar with that passage, and it says that the Holy Spirit is aware of our weaknesses. So that seems highly relevant to me.
Mm.
We're holistic people, and the Spirit is at work in people. When words fail, meanings still exist. I think that was T.S. Eliot who said that, so I won't take credit.
Well, I'm just thinking some of the best prayers are silent, really.
Indeed, yeah.
Our guest on Open House is Lois Holtane. She's with Hammond Care, and one of those involved in putting together a new series of resources, Faith for Life resources, particularly for people with dementia and their carers and their families. What was your aim in putting together this series?
I was just involved in the process and not the originator of it all.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe the whole motivation was to recognise that faith endures and that all of life is a journey. And it's a journey of faith for people who have it. Dementia is a meaningful experience, but it does have the effect that it could limit access to the Bible, which of course, is so important to people of faith. It's where we hear from God. It's where we learn about who we are and whose we are. It's got guidance for getting through difficulties. It's got comfort and reassurance about God's closeness. There's so much in the Bible that is, it's foundational, isn't it?
It's formative people. In every sense of that word.
It's formative, yeah.
Well, how does the Faith for Life series approach that?
People with dementia are faced with challenges of many different kinds. And often there's frailty. And so, for example, a Bible is a big, heavy thing. Mm. With teeny tiny writing,
yes,
and little
true.
Hard to turn pages.
That's right.
And there's so many words in there. And you could try and make the font bigger, but then you make it even heavier to hold. It's something that doesn't have pictures to help you find your way. For somebody who is experiencing confusion, it's not particularly easy. So the Faith for Life products have been informed by people who are experts in dementia design. There are many, many pictures, visual symbols, pictures that inspire conversation, and font is very, very clear and big for where a person with dementia can read for themselves. A lot of the products are designed to be used flexibly, so either by a person alone or often with someone, so that a carer or a family member can come alongside somebody with dementia and they're engaging with the Bible together using these products.
Well, can you give me an example? I gather there's a series of cards, for instance.
Yep. Well, there's the God is So Good cards. I really like these. They're just, for one thing, they're sturdy. They can be wiped clean. I use them with a bunch of men at a morning tea where they're having jammy scones, and they were handling them. You know, I put a picture in front of each person just to have a look at and think about and comment, and I was able to wipe them clean later, so that was good. They're very sturdy. They're very lightweight. The pictures cover such a variety of contexts. I'm looking at one where there's a gentleman in a pinstriped suit with a tie, and he's holding a briefcase, and he's shaking hands with another business-like looking person. But so that would inspire conversation, reminiscence. What does this make you think of? Or who is this? But if you turn it over, very clearly in large font, it says, God is a wise leader. And then there's a scripture from Job. And then there's a thought. Or actually, on this particular one, Jesus told this story to his disciples. There was once a manager of a large company who needed to go away on business, and so on and so forth. So, you know, it's bringing a little thought about God and his goodness. Mm. God is a wise leader. It's grounding it in a particular scripture from Job. To God belong wisdom and power. Counsel and understanding are his. And then there's a little story as well.
So there are the cards. What other resources have been produced?
Do you remember I was telling you about the lady who prayed for me and then who became progressively weak?
Yes.
It was her daughter who came up with the idea of a resource that would be great for her mother, that is a spiral-bound, freestanding collection of devotions. The idea is that it can stand, for example, on an over-the-bed table.
Oh, yes.
So it could be right in front of a person who's in bed. And on one side, A4 size, you see a picture. And then on the other side, perhaps only seen by the visitor, there's information about that picture. I'm looking at one right at the moment, for example, that has a picture of a crown of thorns. This is part of a series for Lent, and this is Good Friday, that image. So, and then just gently reminding, it says, Good Friday is the day we remember the sacrifice Jesus made by dying on the cross. He suffered and died because he loved us so much. So then there's a scripture, there's a tiny prayer, and then there's a song, the words of a song. If you were clever, you could have a Bluetooth device and
yes.
we could listen to that song together.
Yes.
Or if you were brave, you could sing that song. and you're engaging and sharing a devotional together. So there's Lent, there's Advent, there's a series on Psalm 23, The Lord is My Shepherd, and there's a series on the Lord's Prayer.
Lois, thank you so much for opening up that world for us today.
It's been my absolute pleasure.
Lois Holtane, she's from Hammond Care, where she works as a pastoral care coordinator. You might know that position as a chaplain, sort of different new language. Doesn't she sound like just the sort of person that you would want to be involved in the care of your elderly relative with dementia? But those resources sound just fantastic, don't they? Hammond Care and the Bible Society have been involved in putting those together, and we should put a link, Annie, on the Open House Facebook page, we will, about how you might get those, because they sound like just the ticket for being able to communicate and share really important times with your person with disabilities and dementia. And I say disabilities quite specifically. Another friend of this program, a very dear friend, Athena Pavlis Gord, who you know we've spoken to a few times, you know, I've been talking with her. Her great burden is that there are not great resources for people who have intellectual disability in church. It sounds, Athena, like these resources would be just right for what you've been looking for as well.
Discover more Open House podcasts at openhousecommunity.com.au.